battered, scarred, and worn. Scarce thought he worthwhile to waste much time on the old violin. But he held it up with a smile. What am I offered, good folks? Who'll start the bidding for me? $1, $2, only two. Who then will make it three? $3, $3, $3 once, $3 twice, $3 going for three. From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. He wiped the dust from the old violin and tightened the strings just so. He played a melody which thrilled every heart, as a nightingale's song so sweet. The people listened with rapt surprise, entranced, till the music ceased. The auctioneer's voice again was heard, soft, sweet, and low. What am I offered for the old violin? He held it up with the bow. $1,000? $1,000? Who then will make it two? $2,000? Who will make it three? $3,000? Gone. The people cheered, but some of them wept. They could not understand what changed the worth of the old violin. It was the touch of the master's hand. Thus, many a person with life out of tune, scarred, battered, and torn by sin, are offered cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, so they travel on. They're going once, they're going twice, they're going and almost gone. But the master comes and gently wipes the dust from the sin-soiled face. He touches their heart and tunes their life and fills their soul with his grace. The foolish crowd can ne'er understand the worth of a precious soul. It cost the master his own life's blood to cleanse and make it whole. He tunes and tunes till strings resound with a joy that fills his heart. The sheep, my lost one is found. Oh, list to the heavenly harps. There's joy, yes, joy in the realms above. Heaven's filled with sweet melody. And thou, dear soul, though battered and torn, has there been such joy o'er thee? If not, O friend, why tarry so long in the dust and grime of sin? The master waits with his heart full of grace that would take every lost one in. Oh, come to him now, though battered and torn. He'll tune with heaven today. The master's touch will break every spell of all the devil's array. There'll be joy, yes, joy in the realms above. There'll be joy in heaven o'er thee. The master will say, my lost one is found. Oh, friends, make merry with me. Friends of mine, in this poem by Thomas Holliday, I want to ask you, are you one of those old violins that's battered and beaten and dusty and scarred and marked by sin? If so, why not? Let the Lord Jesus Christ touch your heart. Let the master string you aright and tune you according to his own perfect tuning. Friend of mine, what that old man in the poem did for that old scarred and battered and useless violin, our God can do for you through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of redemption, through the cleansing blood of his cross. He'll take the old scarred, battered life of yours, and friend of mine, he'll give you purpose. He'll give you direction. The scripture says, therefore, if any man, if any woman, if any young person be in Christ, they are new creatures, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Do you want to be a new creature today? You want to live for his glory? You want to have purpose? Do you want to possess eternal life? Friend of mine, repent of your sin. Receive Christ. He'll do for you what he's done for many others. There'll be rejoicing over your conversion in his presence today. Will you do it? Amen.